This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. How companies help employees save for retirement is in the news. AOL did a high-profile about-face last month after employees balked at the company's move to make year-end lump-sum contributions to their 401k plans instead of matching contributions every month. Now one state regulator is checking if other companies have tried to make that switch. Shannon Mullen has more.
Massachusetts Secretary of State Bill Galvin knows firsthand how mindful people are about retirement planning.
Especially younger employees, when they get their 401k statement, they toss it in a heap with everything else. I know I was guilty of that for many years.
Big mistake, Galvin adds, because pension plans are a thing of the past. He says employees are more dependent than ever on 401ks for retirement savings, and they stand to lose money if their company contributes only once a year.
They're going to suffer the loss of whatever benefit of compounding, that is, having that money in their account earning interest for that whole year would be.
And if you leave your job mid-year, kiss the entire contribution goodbye. Galvin says people deserve to know when their companies stop making 401k matches with every paycheck and why. The largest of those providers, Fidelity Investments, tells Marketplace it's a small number and mostly large employers.
You have increased cost of benefits. That has to be covered.
Economist Robert Merton is a professor of finance at MIT. He points out those companies could be trying to avoid other more painful cuts, things like health care benefits. But Merton says they should be transparent about it.
You have to not look at the one act. You have to look at why they did, or at least why they said they did it. Almost everything is a trade-off. And so being informed about it is helpful.
Massachusetts Secretary of State Galvin says Congress might have to get involved if more companies move to once-a-year matching. At the Employee Benefits Research Institute, President Dallas Salisbury says the rising cost of health care could drive that trend, and workers should expect changes.
Overall costs in the economy and their overall pay package gets adjusted all the time. And if they think they're not being treated fairly, then go look for a new job.
Bottom line, Salisbury says, whether people choose to save enough money on their own is what will determine when and how they can retire. In Boston, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.